I mean, it was tough. It was got in this year and excited looking at our team. I think we definitely have a team that should be in the playoff. With the way everything turned out, I'm a little bit disappointed that we're not there.
What about for you personally? Sort of dealing with the injuries?
After Christmas, it was a little bit tough, and then I got hit too. So while I were out, I had a knee surgery too, that hasn't been good since after Christmas. So and this is second year now I had that and not been able to play in the end of the year. So of course that's. It's never fun to be out. It's this time of the year you want to play.
Is it the same knee?
Yeah, it's the same knee.
How tough was it to have your season end on a hit like that?
It's never fun. Like I said, at the end of the year, this time is the time you want to play hockey. And this is definitely not the way you want to end the season.
How tough is it with the talk about expansion and things of that nature?
Well, you know what, season just ended, so I haven't been given any thought about that, and I've been dealing with, like I said, a knee surgery and a concussion, so I haven't really thought about what's coming up.
Toby, do you feel angry that the Penguins had Tom Sestito in the lineup that night and you got hurt?
No, not at all. I mean, it's hockey we play. Stuff like that, unfortunately, happens, and it happened to me. And but you know what? I'll be back playing next year, so that's good.
Have you been asked to waive your no movement clause at all heading into this expansion draft? I mean, I know it's a lot of talk about it, but have you been asked by management or anything about those talks?
No, it's like I said, season just finished, and haven't had any conversation about the future or anything. You know what? I've been in this franchise for 10 years, and I'm happy here, and I'm excited to see where this team is going. So, like I said earlier, this is a team that I believe should be in the playoff. And I'm proud every night I get to put this jersey on.
So you wouldn't entertain waiving your no-trade clause at last?
Like I said, I haven't given any thoughts about it. It's still season ended yesterday, so and I've been dealing with a lot with injuries and the concussion. So, yeah.
How are you feeling right now in terms of recovery?
I feel great. I do. So moving the right way, and I get the summer to heal up and come back next year healthy.
As far as timing is, with the surgeries and in the last little bit, is it work free for the off season, or when do you think you'll be able to be ready to kind of work out and get ready for next year?
I think it won't take too long, so I'll be working out all summer like I did in the past, so I shouldn't have any problems being in good shape for next year.
What do you think about some of the younger guys in the defensive group? Jacob Trouba obviously taking a step forward, Josh Morrissey. What's your overall view of the young guys on the blue line?
You know what? We're looking at our decor, and there's a lot of guys back there taking huge steps. Like Josh Morris, he played great for us this year. Jacob Trouba too, we knew he was a great player, but he's developing and becoming a key player for this team.
In your mind, Toby, what's it going to take for this team to take that next step?
That's a tough question.
Do you feel you have more pieces in place this season, or I guess going into this offseason, than you have in years past?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's disappointing how this season ended, me personal-wise with injuries and for the team not making the playoff. I believe if you look at our team, and that we have a team that should be in the playoff. Of course, it's disappointing.
How fun is it to see all the skill that you guys have and how young those guys are for what could be for the next however many numbers of years this group is together in the offensive zone?
It's great and see these kids too, how much they love hockey and scoring goals. But we've seen that this year too. We know we can score a lot of goals. And then you got to play both ends. So, but it's definitely a lot of fun to see the kids.